This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Last week, a devastating earthquake rocked the Napa and Sonoma valleys of California. Just how will it affect the price of a bottle of California's most precious asset? I'll tell you what I know after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
The violent 6.0 magnitude earthquake that sent wine barrels tumbling and seriously damaged many historic structures in and around Napa has had a lot of people wondering just what it all means to wine consumers. After all, about 90% of the domestic wine consumed in the U.S. comes from the Golden State, and Napa's legendary reputation would lead many to believe that the lion's share of California wine is produced in Napa. Well, in truth, California actually has dozens of wine-producing regions that literally span the length of the state from north to south. Each region produces wines with their own unique characteristics, and there's no shortage of quality wines. According to Nancy Light of the Wine Institute, Napa's production represents only 4% of the Golden State's total output. And that fact alone means that Mother Nature's wrath will have little effect on wine prices around the country. Nonetheless, the damage and injuries caused by the quake are certainly catastrophic, and we can all help just a bit by buying a bottle of fine Napa wine. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.